Vaydabar Hashem al Moshe v'al Aharon lemur. Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron saying, Zois chukas ha-Torah, ashesiva Hashem lemur. This is the chayk of the Torah that Hashem commanded, saying. What's the double lashon? Vaydabar Hashem al Moshe v'al Aharon lemur. Once lemur, and then a second time, Zois chukas ha-Torah, ashesiva Hashem lemur. Lemur a second time. Why two times? And also, the Mepharshim tells that it says Zayis Chukas HaTayra, she says Zayis Chukas HaPara, talking about the Parah Aduma. Why Zayis Chukas HaTayra? So Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld says, first of all, there's a chiyuv to lane this parish. If he's some shitas, laning this parish is a deraisa. So that's one reason you can understand why the Torah says lamer a second time. Zois chukas ha-Torah shasiv Hashem lamer. This is the chayk of the Torah that Hashem commanded to say. That means that you have to lane it. That's a remez that there's a chiyuv to lane it. That is one inyan. But a second inyan, Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld says a very different thing. He says it's a peladikizach that this inyan of Parah Aduma you don't find by any other carbon. Parah Aduma, what's the siva for Parah Aduma? Tumas Meis. Tumas Meis was a shchiyuv dikah thing. You know, Tumas Meis hits everybody every, you know, one, you know, eventually. It's a galgal achayzer. So it's a very shchiyuv dikah thing. And the remedy for that is very low shchiyuv. To find the Parah Aduma and to meet all the criteria with all the conditions, it's a very, very low shchiyuv dikah thing. So it's a very strange thing that on the one hand, the Tumas Meis is a Shechir, the Gizach, and the remedy for that is a very, very low Shechir, the thing. And yet you say that Klal Yisrael got by. The Parah Aduma that Moshe Rabbeinu made lasted for generations and generations. Mamish, it lasted all the way by his Rishon until Ezra. So it's a Pelah the Gizach, that's a Neis. You see from over here that even though it seems that it's not likely, but if something is necessary to be the kind of the mitzvah of Hashem, Hashem makes it possible. So Dr. Yosef Chaim, that this is a limud for Kol HaTorah Kula as well. A person should never think, I don't have the ability, I don't have the wherewithal, I don't have the means. If something is necessary for the Torah, Hashem is going to make it happen. That's why it says, Zayis Chukas HaTorah. This is not limited to Parah Aduma alone. From Parah Aduma, we learn for all facets of the Torah. If a person wants, Hashem makes the impossible happen. And even though it seems like it's not shchiyach, it's not shayach, afal pi kein HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it happen. So that answers the ha'ara of Zayis Chukas HaTorah. Rashi brings down Zayis Chukas HaTorah. Lefi shehasotan v'umas ha'olam mayinim es Yisrael. They annoy Klal Yisrael with this question. Leimar, my mitzvah Zayis, what is this mitzvah? Umatam Yeshba, what's the reason for it? So therefore the Torah writes, Zayis Chukas HaTorah. Gzeirah him ulfonai, it's a gzeirah for me, ve'en l'cho rishus l'hararach around. So Yushas Levi Yitzchak Baditshva brings down b'shem, harav ha'chosid mareinu rav Avram Chaim, from Kila Kedosh of Zlodshiv, the Baal Eirech l'chaim, z'chusei yogin alein. So he brings down a pshat from him like this. What should I go in Moinim as Yisrael with this mitzvah? What's up as Dafke, they picked this mitzvah? What's the reason for Parah Aduma? The answer is that they want to hear the answer to that question. They want to hear the answer that Chazal give Tovei Ha'em with the Kaneach Al-Benoah. You Jews did an Aveira. And they want to be Mekatre. They want to bring out an Aveira. You need a Kapara for that. And therefore, Hashem doesn't like you. They want to bring that out, and they want to bring it out as a kitru. So they ask, what's the reason for Parah Aduma? Can you tell us that there's a reason over there? And they want us to say, it's the Chet HaEgel, right? And that way, that will be Ma'ir Kitrug. That's why the Torah says that even though we know the reason of Parah Aduma, over to the Umas HaOilim, you have to say, Gzerihim Ulfanev Ein Laharach Arav. Don't tell them the reason. We know that it's a Kapara attack with the Chet HaEgel. But to them, you don't get into conversations. Hashem told us to do it. We don't know the reason. He says, that's why it says, Zayis Chukas HaTorah Shasiv Hashem Lema. To tell the Umas HaOilam, it's a chayk. We're talking about the reason. It's a kapara for the chayto ega. Over to the goyim that want to bring out that kitrug, we remain silent. We don't tell them the reason. Now this also answers another famous question that everybody asks. On the one hand, it says over here, on the other hand, Ramayisha Darshan that Rashi brings down says, the reason is it's a kapara for the chayto ega. So there's many truths that are given on that. Well, if this comes out very good, they're both emes. We know the reason is because it's a kapara for the chayta ega. When Hashem says, zoyis chukas ha-toyer, that's lamer, that's what you tell the umizayim. Vayavoyu b'nei Yisrael, kol ho-eda, the entire eda, midbar tzin b'choyda sharishim. Vayeshiva on b'kodesh, v'atama shamir yom v'atikavar sham. She was buried there. There was no water. By call out Moshe al Aaron. By Yorav Amim Moshe. By Yom Relay Maroi. By Lugavanu. By Gvachenu. Lufnei Hashem. Alvai. We would have perished. Vlom El Yisonim Yitzrayim. Etc. Etc. Namisha Pliyat Suma. Like all the other parshas from Ba'alois, Shlach, Kairach, Pliyat Suma. Klal Yisrael went through so many Dvarim Gedolim in the Midbar. They saw the Nisan, they saw the Ad Hashem, they saw time and again how Hashem supported them. So what's the Peshad land? With all the Limudim, and they were Tayyid Yanani covered in their Niskadesh, with the Kedusha Shalmaila. So what's the Peshad over here? How's it Shayach? If they're going through, and this was at the end of the 40 years in the Midbar. This is after Miriam HaNavi was Niftara. This is shortly before they entered Eretz Yisrael. That means they went through the full 40 years in the Midbar. Benoisiv to that, a pliyat suma. What does it say over here? Vayavoyu b'nei Yisrael kol ha'eda. What does it mean, kol ha'eda? Zok Rashi, kol ha'eda, eda hashlema. The full eda. Shekvar meisu meisei Midbar. The elu parsha l'chaim. The meisei Midbar were nifter. There was the Hashem sorted out those that had to be nifter, and these were kulam tzadikim va'amech kulam tzadikim, and they're the ones that are coming now with the taina to Moshe Rabbeinu v'anu kikvachenu. What's the pshat? So Simchas Yisrael Brayis as Sal says the gevaldik pshat based on the midrashim. It's not really his egin pshat, but the way he teaches up the midrashim, based on the midrashim, he says when the Yidden came out of Mitzrayim. They were primed with a tremendous ishtoikikus to be close to the Shechinah. Like David HaMelech says, V'ani kirvus elikim litoi, what's good for me? The kirv of Hashem. They had a tremendous tshuka to come close to Hashem. And David HaMelech also says, Tzom alucho nafshi, kam alucho besori, I'm thirsty for you, Hashem. I desire you, be'eretzia v'oye b'limayim, in a dry land without any water. Agav, it's a side note. I once heard from my Rosh Yeshiva, a gift to Zatzal, that he heard from Rabbi Eliezer Pluchinsky, Zatzal, a big choshev ga'inim in Eretz Yisrael. He told him the following. Where did David HaMelech say Tzom Alucho Namshi? It was in Midbar Yehuda. If you ever go out to Midbar Yehuda, it's dry, it's hot. Punkt, when Rabbi Gifta said this, around then there was a bunch of Beis Yaakov girls went out there on the Tiyul, and they had to be mamish dragged away. They mamish from dehydration. It's a very dry place where you can mamish easily. A person could get dehydrated. And David HaMelech is there. And he's thirsty and he's hot. What does he say? Tzom alucho nafshi. Kam alucho besori. Eretz Tzia v'oyev. So Klal Yisrael had that tshuka in the Midbar. So they come now. It's at the end of the 40 years. And they thought that they were shleimim already. Adarav, they were the ones that were left over. We went through the whole matzav in the Midbar with all the ketusha. It's kol ha'eda, where the tzaddikim, and all of a sudden they're missing water. Vayistos that we're not shleimim. Vayistos that there's something wrong over here. So that time is, here we went through the Midbar. Here we went through the Midbar, and we thought that we're getting places. We thought that we're getting close to Hashem. And we see that Hashem is not close to us. So Mamelo, that's what they were crying about. So the emes is that the Medrash Taka says this Kamat Befeirish. The Yalkut Shemayni brings down, Vayorev ha'amim Moshe, B'tchilo amarta lanu, M'bnei poishim v'chatoim, Shiyesh b'chem, Ein hamakom motzi lo, ein amayim motzi lochem. The Chachilia told us we don't have everything because we're poishim. But now that we are the remnants and we're the kola eda, so now we have to die with thirst. So you see that their ikavart was we're kola eda. How could it be that now, after all of this time of trying to get close to Hashem, and Hashem is still far away from us? This was their ikar time. And he brings a riot to this. He says, because chayes a pella in the pasuk. Pasuk says, the loma havesim is kal Hashem al midbar, lomus shama nachnu ubi irenu, and that our animals should also die. You're dying of thirst. You're skinned. You're not going to make it. So you're worried about your animals. That's like $100 parak. Now, when a fellow's mom is dying of thirst, then he's worried about himself. He doesn't care about the animals. You know, first and foremost is himself. The teretz is that they were worrying mitzad of ruchniistic standpoint. If a person is a sholem, it affects not only him, but his entire household, with his mominis, that also has hashgach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The hemton shel tzadikim, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe takol ha-yodim, they're not bali bechira, they don't have isser beheter. Now the pshat is, the kedusha of a tzadik affects the harum and harum, that there's hashgach on everything. She came to kill, anachnu ubireinu, our animals also. If we would talk to have that kirva of Hashem, then our animals also wouldn't have to go thirsty. And the emes is, it's kamat, the medrash says it's kamat, the feirish. The yalkut shemayni again, in that very same place as anachnu bireinu, ashreyam atzadikim. Fortunate are the tzadikim, shechaviven aleim behemtum kigufam. The chayim otzinu biyakov, we find the same thing by Yaakov. Shomer lechno, he told Yosef, Lechna, please go. Go now. Ure'eya shloim achicha. See the welfare of your brothers. Ve'shloim hatzayim. She'nemar yoideya tzadik nefesh behemte. What's the pshat? Teret says, Yaakov Avinu and tzadikim, when they're shloimim, that affects the hashgacha. It goes down not only to the tzadik, but everything around them. So the reason why they were complaining about their animals was from a ruchniyistik standpoint. The world was created for the Tashmish Adam, and if he's shoylet on himself, then he has control over the entire Bria, and there's Hashgach on him, on everything around him. This was their time. And that's really what this parish is about. But the emphasis is we could take a personal lesson from this. So what was Taka the Pshat? Taka on a very high Madrega. The Teretz is, there are times that a person can be on a high Madrega, and Afal Pekin is a matzav of Hester Bonner. And we don't know the reasons why. Everybody goes through that in life. He is erlich, he is a good yid, he keeps darim, he does what he's supposed to do, and all of a sudden something happens where he just feels he lost his connection with Hashem. Whether it's a hardship, it's a tzara, whatever it is. And he blames himself. Oh, yeah, I'm terrible, I'm this, I'm that. And then it's not like that. We don't understand the ways of Hashem. We don't understand that sometimes there's a hester upon him, even when we're holding tack on a high madrega. That was the Nisayon over here. Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe Leimer, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Kaches ha-mata, take the mata, v'hakel es ha-eda, atov aron achicha, v'dibartem el ha-sela le'ineyem. You should speak to the sela, v'nos ne'emo. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? V'yorem Moshe es yodoy, v'yachas ha-sela b'mateo b'mayim. You did not trust in me to sanctify my name, Leini Bnei Yisrael. The Rabban writes in the beginning of his words on this parasha that the chait of Moshe and Aaron over here in the Meimer Riva is not mispar same bakosav. It's not clear in the pesukim. It's very difficult. The Mepharshim, they muchesach over here. What exactly was the chait of Moshe and Aaron? And if Moshe did an aveir, then what was Aaron's aveir? That's also a pella. So Rashi says over here, the chait was that they were commanded v'dibartem al hasela. Hashem did not say v'hikisim as hasela. Hashem commanded them v'dibartem al hasela. The ilu dibru elav, and if they would have spoken, to the rock instead of hitting it, HaYakadosh Baruch Hu Miskadosh Lein in Kolam. V'aymrim, and they would have said, Madar Dissela, that doesn't hear, it doesn't speak, and Afal Pikein is Mekayim, the words of Hashem, we that we hear when we speak. In other places it says, and we need to come on to Hashem for all our tzrachim. Alach et kama v'kama, we should listen to Hashem. The Ramban asks numerous questions on this Rashi. Amongst them, he said, what's the chilik between hitting the rock and speaking to the rock? There's no chilik in Nais. There's a bigger kiddushem shemayim with one over the other. To the rock, it makes no difference if you hit it or if you speak to it. It's the zel bezach. It has no regoshim. So the Nais is equal. So why is there a bigger kiddushem shemayim when you speak to the rock than when you hit it? Furthermore, Zok the Ramban in Dvarim, in Sefer Dvarim, it says, Asher ma'altem bi, because you were moiling me. What does the hitting of the rock have to do with me'ila? What's the connection between the two? So Dr. Simchas Yisrael writer, the Rashi himself really answers the Ramban's questions. Mitzad neis of hitting the rock or speaking to the rock, there is no difference. Either way, you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashgiach, and what seems cannot happen, Hashem is there all the time, and he's poil. He's poil in the Bria. Look, I mean, that attack does not make a difference. Over Mitzad, the Musar Haskell, if they would have spoken to the rock, it would have been this Kal V'chaimer that Klal Yisrael would have made, that if a rock that doesn't hear listens to Hashem, Kal V'chaimer we should. That Musar Haskell was missing with the hitting of the rock. Mitzad, the Neis of Kiddushin Shemaim, that Hashem is in the Bria and he controls everything, there's no chilek. But the second akuda, the Musar Haskel, there that was lacking. There was still a pliyatsuma. For that one thing, there was a Kiddushin Shemaim l'maisa. Because they're not going to make the Kal V'chaimer, Moshe and Aaron should get punished to such a degree. And let's think to ourselves, throughout the 40 years in the Midbar, how much Musar did they take? How many limudim did they have? So this little limud is a tipa min hayam kalapi everything. So for that they should get punished, and it's considered a me'ila. What's the pshat? So, first of all, the comparison to me'ila is, if a person takes hegdish and he's nehenna for his own purposes, he took something and he wasted its full potential. Its full potential was for kedusha. You could have utilized this for a davish of kedusha. Utilize it for yourself. You mamish wasted its potential. An opportunity wasted in a way is me'ila. You could have been mekaveh shem shamayim in a bigger way, and you didn't. That was a wasted opportunity. That is a form of me'ila. Oblamaisa, it's a small thing, so what's the pshat? How can you, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu magnify this so much? So, Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky, he said he was once in Belgium, in Antwerp, and he was visiting Rav Chaim Kreisworth. Rav Chaim Kreisworth says, Rav Yaakov, you want to hear something? He says, yesterday I was down on a din Torah for 1/1000th of a percent. Two people were arguing of 1/1000th of a percent of profit. Rav Yaakov looks at him for 1/1000th of a percent. People argue, like, how petty could you get? How small could you get? So Chaim looks at him, he smiles, and he says, it was for a deal of diamonds worth many millions of dollars. What happened was the diamond merchant, he was a middleman, and the middleman was claiming 6/1000ths of a percent, and he was only willing to give him 5/1000ths of a percent. They were arguing over 1/1000th of a percent on the profit on the whole deal of millions and millions of dollars. So when the deal is a major deal, even a tiny little thing comes out to many, many thousands of dollars. So Jan Kamilinski used this for many times. We think of things as little things. For this, is such a racist act. That's because we don't see how big the matter really is. We don't have those Ruch Nizdika eyes to see what difference a Musar Haskel makes. Were we to have the eyes to see that, we would see that just like in Gashmi, something is worth many, many millions of dollars, in Ruchni is this gives of Iris Shein Kamayu, infinite Iris. So yes, if you miss out on that opportunity, It's a tremendous, tremendous thing. We don't see that. Over the emes is Takodesh Baruch Hu into the belt, the Tayela Shaboy comes out to a Gevaldi Gezach. The Pasuk says, Kachas Aharon as a Lozer Benoi, the Haloi Sam Har Har, the Havshay Des Aharon as Begodov, take off Aharon's clothing, Vilbashna as a Lozer Benoi, etc. So Rashi says, Moshe Rabbeinu told Aharon, he Koneis Lema'ara, go into the cave, V'nichmas, he went in. He saw there was a bed made there with a candle. He says, go up onto the bed. He went up. Stretch out your hands. He stretched out his hands. Close your mouth. Close his mouth. Close your eyes, etc. So Rashi says, Chomad Moshe lo'isam misa. Moshe Rabbeinu, he had a desire for the same kind of a misa. V'zeu shenemelik ha'shemes aron achicha. When Moshe Rabbeinu was instructed that his time had come, you know, go up to Hara Avarim and Kashamei Saran Achich. So Rabbi Yankiv Shtelzach over here, what is this inyan of Mises Neshika? Mises Neshika, what is the inyan? So he says the following, he's Masvid Al Pia Gemara in Ksuvas Daf Kuv Dalet. The Gemara says on the day that Rabbeinu HaKadosh of Yudha Nasi was Nifter, the Rabbanu were Geizer Etainis, and they asked for Rachmanis. And they said, whoever says, Noch Navshe de Rebbe, that Rebbe's Nefesh rested, Yidokir Becherev is fit to be stabbed by a Cherev. What's the pshat in that? You say, Noch Navshe de Rebbe, Rebbe's Nefesh rested, when he was Nifter, he should be stabbed. So Yaakov is masbel like this. There's a Gemara in the Sech, there's Brachas Dav Chesam et Aleph, that says there's 903 different forms of Misa. The worst one of all of them is Askara, kind of a thing in the throat. The best one of them is Mises Neshik. What is Askara daima to? It's daima to someone winds up with a thorn, with a branch of thorns, and it gets stuck in wool. Then when he schleps it out, it schleps out the wool with it. That's the way the guf and the neshama, when they part, the guf schleps out a chelik of the neshama with it. That's a terrible thing. And what's Mises Neshik? It's like pulling out a hair from the milk that nothing gets taken away. It says, Masber of Yankov, why is the Gemara telling us this? What's the purpose? He says, the purpose is to tell us there's different madregas lefi the other. There are some people that get their guf and their neshama entangled with one another. That means the neshama puts itself into the guf. They live a gashmiyistic life. And then later on, it's very difficult for the guf to part from the neshama and the neshama from the guf. And the guf schleps away a chelik of the neshama, and it's lacking and it's shlemus. The tzaddik, on the other hand, his neshama is totally removed from gashmiyus. He doesn't let himself get filthy with the gashmiyus. He lives in a gashmiyistic world, yes. He lives a gashmiyistic life, and even a normal life. But that's not who he is. He is his ruchnius, his gashmius does not touch him up at all. And for such a person, if he is madrega, the hair is pulled out, nothing is missing from the neshama, the guf doesn't pull away anything. When a person is nifter with yisurim, there's a struggle between the neshama and the guf. The guf wants to pull a chelik of the neshama, and the neshama wants to pull back. It's like a tug of war back and forth. And then, when he's nifter, it says noch nafshe. That means the struggle is over. Now the neshama could rest. The war is over. But that's by a regular person. Yudha Nasi Rabbeinu HaKadosh was so great. So to say noch nafshe, that his neshama was arrested from the milchama, that would be a degradation of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So therefore, he was suffering yisurim. So they said, whoever says Noch Navshei the Rebbe Yidokar Becherban, Rebbe's not shy of such a thing. Not shy of such a thing. So that's what happened with Aaron, the Mises Neshika. Aaron was Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Neshama and the Guf did not blend. He was Mufrish from his Guf. Hashem Lefi said, that was the Mises Neshika that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nisava, and Hashem Taki gave it to him. By Moshe Rabbeinu was Mamish the Hepech. Look at the medrash at the end when it came time for Moshe Rabbeinu to be lifter. The neshama did not want to leave the guf. Hashem had to coax it out. The Malach HaMavis came to try and get it out. It wouldn't go. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to come b'chvoidu v'ashma. He had to coax it out. Because Moshe Rabbeinu's guf was so kodesh. It was a chefetz of kedusha. So, yeah, the neshama and the guf became one, but mamish for the hepech. Usually, by people that are megushimdik, and they put the neshama becomes megushimdik, and it's one with the guf. Here was the exact opposite. The guf became so kodesh, it became a shtick neshama. And the neshama didn't want to leave. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to coax it out of it. But this is the inyan of the Mises, neshika, that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted. Vayas Moshe nechash nechoshes, v'yishimeu al haneis, he put it on a staff, v'hoya im noshach hanochoshes ish, v'hibet al nechash hanochoshes, v'choy. What's the pshat over here? What do the nechash hanochoshes represent? What's the pshat? So the Ramban says, amoyu dikizach over here. Soid hadover is that the ways of the Torah are a miracle within a miracle. The nezek will be removed by the mazik himself, and the sickness will be removed by the one that makes the person sick. So here the nechoshim were the ones that were the geirim of the deaths, and the nachash guf is going to be the one that removes it. Now how did that work? What was the nes over here? So zokt the Ramban, it's your dua that the darkei refuah is that whoever's bitten by a poisonous animal, by seeing that animal, it puts them into a sakana. Seeing it after he was bitten, it puts them into a sakana. And the doctors even guard them against hearing about it. Because even the machshava and any sort of a connection with that animal, it puts them into terrible, terrible jeopardy. So, Oyvazoi said, Klal Yisrael was bitten by snakes. They should run away from snakes. They shouldn't see it. And here HaKadosh Baruch says the exact opposite. You look at the snake, and that will be your refu. So that's the Darkei HaTorah, to make Nisim in a most opposite way of what we would expect. And that's the inyan of looking up. So with this, you can really understand. There's the famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Testa Mishnah. Was the snake, did it kill it, did it make them alive? Ella! Whenever they looked up and they were mishabed themselves to Hashem, hoyu misrakim. So a lot of the mafreshim asked the question: so why do you need the snake? Just look up to Shemayim. You see Shemayim. You see, and then you look up to Hashem. Why do you need the snake over here as an emtzai? If it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's doing the refuah, the Fidus Rambana comes out very good. Because there are times in people's lives where they don't see any way of a Yeshua. Al piderach hateva, they don't see that things should be shayach. And afal pikein, if they realize ainoid mulvadai, that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they can break the teva, they can go in against all odds and be zoichet to a Yeshua. Hashem bedavka wanted them to look up to him, mitoich, seeing the snake. Seeing the snake should make you bad. Seeing the snake should cause harm. And even if a person is in a natural matziv where he could be harmed, but overriding all of that is looking up to Hashem, that overtakes everything. That was the lesson that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach us. See, even where in Derech HaTeva it makes no sense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oyla Al Kulon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Drachem Al Amayla from our Seichel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the Yeshua. Guten Shabbos, I'm not sure if there will be a shir next week. So if there is no shir next week, I want to wish you all a happy and a healthy summer. And maybe Taka will be able to have a shir next week. Shabbos and Agzum.